You're now tuned into the Hustlers Lounge podcast, hosted by King Mar.
I ain't gotta smoke weed to do it first and get loose. Fuck a Beamer and a Maserati. Let's talk about politics and maybe start a ride. Back from the dead, I make them come alive. Babies traumatized, ain't singing no lullabies. Leadership is what they need, man, we gotta survive. Blood in my eyes and pain in my soul. Rather sell drugs every day than slide down a pole.
I don't know, it's just, I just feel like, honestly, we don't get a lot of recognition down here. And it's a lot of talent down here, man, and we don't get recognized for our talent. And, you know, it's rare that you have artists that's even from our area to make it, you know what I'm saying? Because our style is way different from a lot of artists, but at the same time, our style is like gravitates to many types of like different areas, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying? It's like our region is kind of taking over the game right now. So,
yeah.
But I understand what you're saying, but like, yeah, we really don't get no recognition like that. And this is the thing that kind of bothers me about my area, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of people that's in competition with each other, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not enough artists that's out here trying to work together and come together and, you know what I'm saying, like, build together. And that's the type of artist that I am, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I like to reach out to other artists regardless of what type of fan base that they have. They have a huge fan base, small fan base, you know what I'm saying, alright fan base. I still want to reach out to them and, you know what I'm saying, and work together because at the end of the day, we all we got, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
It just bothered me, man. Like, it's a lot of competition shit going on, a lot of who better than who, and it's a lot of, I don't know, it's just a lot of tension between the artists down here. And that's why I kind of, you know what I'm saying, say to myself, I work with artists, but at the same time, I say to myself, because I don't want that type of energy to gravitate to me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't want to feel like the person that, oh, well, I feel like I'm better than everybody. I ain't got to do this and that with, you know what I'm saying, other artists because of my fan base and because I got a big name. There's a lot of artists out here that do that shit, like, and I'm not with that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm a leader. I'm not a follower.
Yeah. I understand that. Well, I want to take it from the beginning, like, what made you gravitate to music? Like, what started you in the game?
Really, it's kind of a long story, but I'm gonna keep it short as possible. But, you know what I'm saying? I was, when I first started, I was staying with, well, I was actually, matter of fact, no, my uncle was staying with us. And, he was so big on music or whatever, you know what I'm saying? My family is real big on music. I got an uncle that has a band and a church and stuff like that, and both of my uncles, they made music, but they kind of done slacked off on it now. But back then, they was making music. One of my other uncles was doing beats, you know what I'm saying? And
really,
I was just more into basketball in that time. And I remember staying in the same neighborhood as my grandma, but my uncle was staying there too. And so he had his own studio. This was the first time I ever made a song in this studio. So, you know what I'm saying? He was doing his thing, you know what I'm saying, like recording and writing and shit. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm sitting there watching him and shit. And he's like, you know what I'm saying? You should get a studio or whatever. You can do a song, this and that. He's like, nah, you know what I'm saying? They ain't the type of thing that I'm interested in. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what it was. It was one day I went over there. And I was just sitting in the studio. He wasn't even there. I was just sitting there. And I was like, you know what I'm saying? Let me look up some beats on this little computer and see what type of beats he had. Let me see what, you know what I'm saying? See if I can write to it. And I can at least try. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm sitting there listening to the beat. And it was just one particular beat that I really liked it. So I started writing to it. It took me a day to write the song. So I come back to grandma's house, you know what I'm saying? And I told myself, like, oh, you know, I saw this, well, I heard this beat on your computer. You know what I'm saying? I wrote a song for it. You know, so I'm just trying to, you know what I'm saying, just start doing music or whatever. So, you know what I'm saying? I asked him, I said, let me record this song. And he was like, yeah, go ahead, start recording. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
He had me in the booth, started recording me and shit. And then, you know what I'm saying? He started mixing my song and mastering me or whatever. And when I first heard it, like, I was shocked. Like, I was like, damn. But, like, I didn't even know I could, you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
Write a song and then, you know what I'm saying? I didn't know I could write a song and then it sound just like this. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't expecting it to sound like it sounded when he was next mixing and mastering it, I mean.
Yeah.
But when it came out, I was like, damn, maybe this is my calling, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is something that I can actually do. So from that point on, I've been real heavy on the music. And I started in middle school. And from middle school to high school until now. But I didn't take it serious in middle school. I just was freestyle. But
yeah,
that's just how I started, man. And ever since then,
I check you out, man, on social media and everything, I'm really impressed with it.
Yeah,
I checked out Guns N' Roses, and it's dope.
Yeah, that was the first mixtape that I ever made, and I remember going through the process of making that mixtape. And the reason why I love that mixtape so much is because, like I said, it was my first mixtape. And it was actually a mixtape about me. It's like an introduction of me and my life and what I was going through around that time. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I started on that mixtape when I was staying by myself. But I was going through some shit, like, with the person that I was talking to and the shit that I was going through besides, like, relationship problems and shit, just family problems. And I just started writing a mixtape and said, it's really, I wouldn't consider it a mixtape. I would consider it more as an album because it's a mixtape, but it sounds more like an album
that's the feel I got from it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, because it wasn't nothing but a lot of emotions that I was, you know what I'm saying, that I had held in. And I kind of figured that, like, if I was to go ahead and do a mixtape and let all my emotions out, I'd feel a whole lot better. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Once I got done with the mixtape, because I was actually mixing and mastering the whole mixtape myself. I had a couple of people help me out on it because I didn't know certain things when it came down to mixing songs and shit. But majority of the songs on the mixtape, I mixed myself. And I can really say that I was proud of myself because not only did I sat there and took the time to actually learn it, but at the same time, I had my brother, he also sat down and showed me how to do certain things or whatever. But, yeah, man, I don't care what mixtape I made after that. That's why I always be my favorite mixtape because I used to sit day and night in the studio just mixing and mastering, recording myself, mixing and mastering, even sleeping, like, in the studio, waking up the next morning, mixing and mastering, recording. Like, man, I was at a happy place around that time, and that was one of the greatest moments of my life, man, just learning the ins and outs of music and stuff. But, yeah, that was, like, one of the greatest moments.
And the fact that you did all that, like, mix and master yourself, like, the time you put in, like,
yeah,
you know, I can imagine, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, I know the ins and outs of it, and, like, just sitting there listening to your voice and trying to, you know what I'm saying, get everything right,
mm-hmm.
day in, day out, you know what I'm saying, like, the effort and everything, like, I respect the grind, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, see, and it took a little while for me to get done with the mixtape, though, because writing my music, I was recording it, I was mixing it, I was doing all of it, but, like, you know, that shit was, like, and like I said, when I dropped the mixtape, it started doing numbers. Like, man, people was, like, fucking with it. Like, all on Twitter sharing my shit, Facebook sharing my shit.
Yeah, I know. I caught wind of it like that, and I checked it out. That's how, you know what I'm saying? I caught drift of you. Because of that mixtape.
Yeah, man, that shit drastically, like, spread over the internet, you know what I'm saying, in my area. And then it kind of branched out in different other areas. And once you listen to the mixtape, you can also, like, actually hear the pain inside my voice and the emotions that I was letting out. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of emotions that I was holding in. And that was the only way that I would be able to, like, do something positive instead of going out in the streets and doing something negative. Because, you know what I'm saying, just because I'm having problems, I go out and take it out on other people or take it out on the person that did it to me. You know what I'm saying? Nah, like, I stayed in the studio. I kept it positive and just took all my emotions out on the mic.
Yeah, just laid it all out on the beat.
Yeah, pretty much.
So what you got to come, like, what you got in store?
Man, the new mixtape finna get ready to drop soon, man. I'm still, you know what I'm saying, finishing up the mixtape. I mean, it's finished, but I'm just in the studio recording extra songs to see what songs I'm going to take in, like, take out and put back in. You know what I'm saying? Like, just replace. But other than that, it's finished, man. Like, I'm so excited about it. It has a way different feel from the last mixtape. It's very versatile. It's about, really, it's more lyrical, and then at the same time, it's more like a trend feel, like how, you know how, like, the Migos is, how they trending and shit?
Yeah.
It's basically kind of like a trend of everything now, and at the same time, I'm keeping it more, like, of me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to sound like everybody else, but I'm trying to fit in. But at the same time, I'm sounding more like myself too. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. And basically the meaning of my mixtape is called Real Artists Survive. And the meaning of it is like, I'm gonna give you an example. Like, you got some artists out there that's going through a whole lot of shit outside of their music careers and shit, right? And they tend to kind of drift away from their music and their artistic, you know what I'm saying, crafts and stuff. So basically what it means is, like, I'm an artist, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, I was able to survive through all my shit that was going on outside of my music. So basically that's really what it means. Like, I'm a real artist, but even though I went through all the shit that I've been through, I was able to survive and still do music.
That's really
what it means. So.
Yeah, that's dope right now.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be checking for it, too.
Oh, yeah, it's dropping soon. I'm probably going to need to drop it probably this month, end of this month, or probably in the middle of April.
Yeah.
But it's coming, though.
Okay.
Then. And I got some, I call them big artists in the city. To me, I feel like they're big artists to me because they're real dope. But I got a few big artists on the mixtape. Square White gonna be on the mixtape, you know what I'm saying? Moot Duke gonna be on the mixtape. A-Rock gonna be on the mixtape. And shit, that's it. But be on the lookout for it.
That's what's up. I like the unity, you know, like, I like the fact that you, you know, reaching out to different artists and everything, and that's dope.
And then, it's crazy, because, like, I ain't mean to cut you off, but it's crazy, because, like I said, the mixtape is very versatile. So, I decided to get an artist that was lyrical. Luke is lyrical. An artist that was creative. A-Rock is creative. And an artist that actually does both. And that's Square White. He's very creative. And, you know what I'm saying, he know how to, you know what I'm saying, switch things up in his music, too. So, I decided to get all three of them on my mixtape because they're all creative. And they know how to, you know what I'm saying, make music in their own way.
That's what's up. Yeah, that's what's up.
Yep. When I had that show open up for my favorite artist of all time, because I always tell myself, one day I'm going to meet this artist, and one day I'm going to do a song with him, because I look up to this artist. And you know what I'm saying? When I finally got a chance to open up for him, man, it was like crazy. Like, it was crazy, because, like, I was trying not to be a goofy myself, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody was in the crowd. You know what I'm saying? Screaming, trying to get down, take a picture with him and shit. I was trying to humble myself because I'm an artist too. I can't be out here, you know what I'm saying, being a groupie and shit. So, you know what I'm saying? And that's my favorite artist is Schoolie from Rich Kid. I don't know if you know who Schoolie is.
Yeah, I know who Schoolie is.
He's a very overlooked artist, man, and I hate that. He's very creative in his own way. And a lot of people are looking over that, man. Like, and it's crazy. Yeah. Like, I ain't gonna say I get most of my style from him when it comes to music, but I do get a little bit of it, like, just a tad, because I try to critique and do it my own way, but kind of at the same time, I try to gravitate from many artists that I like to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's only right to give credit to those that I look up to as an artist that's in the industry. So, and another one is when I did my first music video. I did my first music video, I think, 2 years ago. Going on 2 years ago. And when I did that, it took off me, like, and I started getting a fan base down here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, ain't gonna lie to you, before I started doing all that, and when I first moved down here, niggas weren't really fucking with me like that. You know what I'm saying? They was saying that I wasn't even writing my own music, this and that, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? Actually faking like they fuck with it, but at the same time, I already knew they fuck with it. And they showed it, so. But after I did that video and I dropped that mixtape, man, everything just manifested for me. I was good, right? Like, and
it seemed like the city fucking with you, you know what I'm saying? From looking at it outside, looking in, you know?
Yeah. And I ain't gonna lie, as an artist, at this time in my life, I do kind of feel like I'm being overlooked. It may not be that way, but I feel that way because I haven't been getting as much, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I ain't really been dropping no music and shit, and I understand that. But at the same time, I was going through a lot of shit last year, where I kind of fell off from the music a little bit. So, you know what I'm saying? But I promise this year gonna be way different. I'm going to give everybody the way
you know what I'm saying? They dropped a new video. I said, it seemed like you back now. You dropped a new video.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Power Time. Man, I remember writing that song. I was staying with my boyfriend at the time, and I was already going through a lot of shit with him. Mm-hmm. And I remember that night we was arguing and shit. I'm not the type of person that like to argue and shit, so we was arguing that night. You know what I'm saying? I was like, man, fuck this shit. I'm not even gonna argue with you. This is nuts. Woody woo. So I went in the kitchen. You know what I'm saying? Just trying to get my head straight. And I went to YouTube, started listening to the beat, and I came across that beat.
Yeah.
I just started writing to it, and I was really feeling that shit. I wouldn't even, and see me, I'm not the type of artist that just punch in and shit, but at that time, I was actually punching in on that song. Because most of the time, it takes me a minute to write, but it took me less than 30 minutes to do that song.
What?
Yeah, less than 30 minutes. Most of the time, it takes me hours to do a song because I want it to be, you know what I'm saying? A song ain't going to always be perfect, but I want it to be close to perfect. So, it took me less than 30 minutes to write that song.
Man, that's dope, man. Like, the lyric, like, yo, ability, man. Like, I like, man.
Yeah, because, you ain't doing nothing but speaking real shit. Like, I'm the type of artist that like to speak real shit. I don't like to fake the funk and say shit that I'm not, you know what I'm saying, that I'm not doing or what I'm not going through, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that shit get old. I ain't gonna even lie to you. Talking about the same old bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, that shit get old. It's okay to talk about it, but sometimes you gotta switch it up, you know what I'm saying? And find your true, like, artistic side of it. And I really don't fuck with all this drug shit, all this killing. feeling, or who the baddest bitch or who the realest nigga for going to jail and getting locked up, fucking bitches and hoes. Like, nah, man, that shit get old though. Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong. It's what's going on now today in this generation. But sometimes you have to talk about something different. You know what I'm saying? Give people a different standpoint of our generation. Don't give people some shit that, you know what I'm saying, yeah, they see every day. Of course, you're going to see it every day, but try to change their mindset with the music that you put out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Change their ways. I want that. That's the main thing that I want. I don't give a fuck if I ever make it or not. Like, I don't give a fuck about the money nor the fame. If I could just change somebody's mindset or change somebody's life, that's all that matters to me.
Yeah.
That's all that matters to me at the end of the day.
Cause you know what,
I'm very humble about mine. Right. And that's true. A lot of artists have the power to change things. Tupac, he had the power to change things. He actually changed a lot of people's, you know what I'm saying, mindset and their lives and the way that they, you know what I'm saying, they think about life and shit. Like, Tupac, that's a real good example. And Biggie.
Yeah.
So, it's possible to change how our generation thinks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They just need, and how they act, they just need the right artist to, you know what I'm saying? They just need the right artist, man. Like,
yeah,
the thing of it is, it's a lot of artists that make it. That's like everybody else. But 9 times out of 10, it's not going to last in the industry. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it don't last.
You got artists, especially females. You got female artists out here that's dressing a certain way. You know what I'm saying? And it's true, sex do sell in the industry. But it's okay to be classy with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You ain't got to show all your ass. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's okay to dress sexy in your music videos or whatever, and photo shoots or whatever. But there's a lot of female artists that's going about it the wrong way. And that's all they're going to see in their artists when they get to the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, we can sell her for her, for how she look. You know what I'm saying? Her sex sell more than her lyrics sell. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And see, I want to see, that's why I'm not going about it like all these other females. I'm going about it my way. Because when I make it in the industry, I want to make sure that they pay attention more to my lyrics than they do my body or how I dress. You know what I'm saying? But that's why I was saying, like, that's why I want to leave the area. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. I done planted my seed here. I done did what I had to do. And I got a name out here. You know what I'm saying? And I respect a lot of people that come up to me and, you know what I'm saying, let me know it's real, like, showing they real love and respect for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And at the same time, it's like, I don't want to be soaked into this local fame shit. Because a lot of people think taking this local fame ahead, you know what I'm saying? And I want to be international with my shit. I don't want to be local.
Yeah.
I want to be global, international, you know what I'm saying? So, I respect a lot of people that fuck with me in the city. But at the same time, it's just my time to kind of branch out and, you know what I'm saying, take my music to another level in different areas. Because it seems like people in different areas show more love to artists that's not from their area.
Yeah. I hear a lot of artists say that.
Yeah,
which
it's true.
Yeah, it's true, but it shouldn't be that way. But you know how it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy, though.
Yeah. It is what it is. I mean, you just gotta branch out and do your own thing. And, you know, like I said, it's gonna always be some people that don't really fuck with your music, and then it's gonna always be people that do fuck with your music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But every support is good support to me. I don't care if you fuck with my music. I don't give a fuck if you don't like my music. I still appreciate that you're taking the time out to actually listen and pay attention to what I'm doing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'm just axing out the haters and just, you know what I'm saying, keeping the ones that really do support me close.
That's That's what's up.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, like, yeah. So it's like, it's a lot of hate around the area.
What? Beyond. it's beyond, bro. Like, sometimes it's just depressing. Like, that shit crazy. I don't see why the next man would hate on somebody just because they're in a better position than them. Like, I feel like you should gravitate off what they're doing instead of hating on that person. Feed off their energy, feed off what they're doing, you know what I'm saying? And go harder in what you do, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Regardless, it ain't even got to be music. It could be, you know what I'm saying, school or, you know what I'm saying, like, job or anything. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So, it's in anything you do. You got to keep going.
Got to. Can't be negative about it, man. You got to always stay positive and feed off other people's energy.
Yeah. Do you feel like every tape you put out, or, you know what I'm saying, album or anything like that is like a new chapter in your life?
Always.
Yeah.
Always. It's always a new chapter. It's always a new beginning because, like I said, the last mixtape was more of an introduction of my life and what I've been through. It's more like a love story. And at the same time, like I said, it was dealing with my family and shit. So it's always a new beginning for me. And I'm always love, like, regardless if I make a song that I really don't like or I'm not feeling, but other people really, like, feel it or fuck with it, like, I'm always going to feel like everything should be critiqued more or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I said, this album that I'm getting ready to drop is more versatile and it's more, instead of laid back, it's more entertaining and hype, fun. And it's always a new beginning. Like,
yeah.
And like I said, with this mixtape, it's songs on the mixtape now that I didn't even think I could do. You know what I'm saying? Singing and shit, I didn't even think I could sing. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just the type of artist that likes to step outside the box, step out of my comfort zone. Even if I can't say, I'm still going to try it anyway. You know what I'm saying? And if I can't get it right, I just get somebody on there that can sing for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So everything is always a new beginning for me. And I'm always, like, love the process of every mixtape that I do. I'm a different breed when it comes to music.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
like,
man, you can't stop, cool, man. You got to keep going, like, for real.
Yeah. That's true, man.
Yeah. But shoot, before I wrap this up, man, like, let everybody know where they can follow you at.
You can follow me on social media. On all my social media is at Snapchat, I am Shalier. But the rest of my social media is Shalier Desiree, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You know what I'm saying? Shalier Desiree. Snapchat, I am Shalier. And the mixtape will be out. Cinderella, live mixtape. I'm trying to get it on iTunes, Spotify, all that. So be on the lookout for it.
Yeah. Hey, man, I appreciate the time and, you know, sharing your story and everything.
No problem, bro. No problem at all, man.
Yeah, man, whenever you want to come back, you know, when you release the tape or whenever you want to get something off your chest, you know, you're always welcome. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate you having me on here, man. Keep doing your thing and don't stop your grind, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
No problem, man.
Well, shoot, man, stay up, man. I'm going to holler at you, all right?
All right.
All right.
Subscribe now on Anchor FM, iTunes, and Pocket Cast.